As space and time swiftly converge on the year 2020, and we witness the literal biblical hell seep up through the cracks of the earth and into our children's brains, it has become nigh impossible to have a quiet family dinner void of the juvenile screams of balls, piss, or fuck. But fret no more, because Night Beast Industries has a shocking solution to your shucksing problem. With Night Beast Industries' new Mommy's Little Shocker, you'll be able to zap some class into your children's sass. Simply sit your family down for game night, dinner night, or movie night, attach the patented respectable detectables to their fingers, nipples, and toes, and watch in amazement as your family makes shocking improvements. That's right, watch as Mommy's Little Shocker zips and zaps your family's cuss crimes into cherubic chimes. Tired of the constant stream of sexual swears? Zipped. Done with the potty humor and South Park references? Zapped. Sick of walking in on your teen spread eagle in front of their computer diddling themselves to incest porn? Dunzo. With Night Beast Industries' new Mommy's Little Shocker, you can put a nip in your family's budding saucy sins. Go to bit.ly/nightbeast to get a free 2-week trial of Mommy's Little Shocker and give your failing family a wholesome jolt. That's bit.ly/nightbeast, NIGHTBEAST, to claim a 2-week trial. Zap your chaff in their proverbial ass.
It's B-Movie Mania!
Welcome, everybody, to this quick take. I'm your host this time around, Jason Halls. And my guest, the co-host, one of the co-hosts of B-Movie Mania, Crazy Chris Hudson.
Good evening, Mr. J. I'm sorry, Mr. Halls.
Thank you. Thank you for being formal.
I'm all about being formal after watching tonight's movie.
First of all, you're welcome.
Oh, God.
I know you were really interested in seeing the mystical adventures of Billy Owens.
No!
And there's actually a reason why I picked this movie. And I don't know if I told you the full reason, Chris. I think you know, but I'm going to tell the listeners.
Yeah.
A while back, we were going to watch the Hulk Hogan sex tape, and we were going to do a dramatic read of it. And while that sounded at the time like an epic idea that could be really funny, when you get into the real content of what is happening there, it's far beyond just the sex tape. It's pretty nasty racial stuff. And we kind of thought, like, you know, to do that or make a joke out of it would be in some way to glorify it, which we're not really about. So.
Well, can I just say what I think the nastiest part about the whole situation is, Mr. Holes?
Absolutely, Mr. Hudson.
Is that with the bait and switch that you pulled on our listeners?
Well, okay, but there's a reason why I picked this particular movie. So the Hulk Hogan sex tape clearly stars Hulk Hogan, and I wanted to keep it wrestling, because, you know, Hulk was a wrestler. And so what I did is I thought, well, who was one of his biggest rivals during his career? And I thought, Roddy Piper. What movies has he been in? We could watch Hulk Comes to Frogtown. We could do that. Nah.
Oh, boy. Nope. Why would we do that?
They Live doesn't really qualify, so that's not in there. Then I came across The Mystical Adventures of Billy Owens. Maybe you'd like to describe what this movie is, Chris.
Well, you know, not only will I describe it, but I'm going to pull a line I pulled off the internet, or recite a line I pulled off the internet, from Common Sense Media that pretty much sums up this entire thing.
Oh, boy.
And I quote, "Confusing and dull Harry Potter wannabe with bullying."
With bullying.
With bullying.
Yeah.
That pretty much sums it up. It's...
Yeah.
It's a low-budget Harry Potter with bullying.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. one other thing I feel like I should explain tonight, Chris. You may be wondering why you are hooked up to all those sensors.
I thought it had something to do with bullying, but maybe
it
not.
Might. I don't know. It depends on the words that come out of your mouth. Mm. See, since we went from Hulk Hogan sex tape, and we swung all the way around to a very clean, wholesome film with Roddy Piper. We also are, both of us are attached to this device where if this whole episode is going to be wholesome, and if we say anything not wholesome, we are going to get shocked.
Oh, shit. Ah.
Keep it clean. perverts.
Yep. Okay. There you go. Yep. See? Oh, okay. See? It's all automatically right. going to work. So you're going to have to watch your mouth tonight. This episode's for the kids.
No promises, but we'll see what I can do
all
for
right.
the kids.
So, yes, it is a low-budget Harry Potter, and I guess Piper is like the Hagrid, you said?
I think, yeah, or the Dumbledore. Probably more like the Dumbledore, but he looks more like Hagrid. I don't know. He looks homeless.
Well, I'll tell you, it sounds like he swallowed all of Frogtown.
Hatred has taken away your power.
During his because does. His voice is just impossibly weird. Magically weird.
Magically weird. Maybe that's what they were going for.
Your soul was lost in the river!
I mean, this whole movie is magical. Literally and figuratively. So
yeah, pretty much the whole movie has to do with Billy's wand. Oh, no, what? Oh, that, whoopsie. That was wholesome.
Not wholesome.
Well, he's turning 11 because he was born on November 11th, 11/11, at 11 p.m. or a.m.? I don't think they really
I read
said.
P.m. somewhere. PM?
Okay, that would explain the late night pizza party they had with his friend Devin.
Devin.
There's so many 11s in this movie. And I mean, in fact, Billy buys the wand off from Roddy Piper's magical pawn shop for $11.
Yeah. Okay. And the whole idea here behind this movie is that the Norse god Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Loki.
They're going there.
He hid his treasure underneath the river that runs next to town.
Spirit River?
Spirit River.
Yeah.
And
is that really what this thing is about? I got no sense of that at all.
I don't know. It's so confusing. Loki hid his treasure, and then to guard that treasure, which I don't think they ever show the treasure.
No, they show the really shitty
whoopsie.
The terrible CGI dragon. I mean, it's this movie was made in 2008 for a budget I would say maybe $30 or $50 more than Fungicide.
Which I could tell you is if it was 50, that would be about $170.
Which makes me wonder what sort of blackmail material they had on Roddy Piper for him.
I couldn't find that. I looked. How the hell? Ow!
Whoopsie.
How did they get Roddy Piper in this movie?
I know. No one else, I looked on IMDb, and no one else involved with this movie was really in anything else other than what the director has some of his other projects.
Yeah, okay, and speaking of his other projects, I know you know this, because we talked. There's a sequel.
Yeah, yeah, it's almost like they wrote a script and decided that one movie is not enough for Billy Owens and the story we need to tell about him. And Roddy Piper's in that one too, I think, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I didn't watch it, but I think he's in it.
Piper? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the idea is he gets trapped in an amulet and they have to rescue him.
Oh, the amulet.
It says that they have to free their teacher.
Oh,
but
I think
he might be their teacher. But okay. So anyway, yeah, Loki hid. You don't ever see Loki. Yeah. There's the villain in the movie named Mold.
We shared years of friendship, William. Now we will share an eternity of darkness.
And he's a teacher.
Yeah, he's a teacher.
Professor Mold.
Professor Mold.
And, but he's not really that bad.
No, he kind of chases them and makes Billy do all the hard work for him. Or so he tells the bully, which is where the aforementioned bullying comes in.
Yeah, you do get the dramatic reveal that the bully and the bad teacher are in cahoots.
Yes, they are.
So you don't ever see the treasure. You do see the dragon.
There's a zombie.
Is there? Okay, I'm going to be honest. I got to come clean here. I had a hard time staying awake during this movie.
Oh my God, this movie is so boring. Holy crap.
I made it about 40 minutes in, and then I was kind of fading in and out. And yeah. I read my notes, and I read a little bit of synopsis stuff, and it doesn't seem like I missed much, because everyone seemed to think it was very confusing.
Now, this movie could have probably been done in, say, 45, 50 minutes.
And the thing is, you know, I read a lot of stuff that was like knocking how it was shot and everything. I think it's shot fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen movies that are way worse.
Yeah. I mean, there were some
camera work.
It seemed like there were some audio issues early on, and then you kind of either get like used to it, or you just ignore it, or they fixed it. I don't know. But yeah, it seemed, you know, it's low budget, but it's not terribly done.
I think the problem is that it suffers the most from just a confusing story.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that and the fact that our three child heroes, you know, like Harry Potter, you know, Harry, Ron, and Hermione are all kind of stylishly dressed in their wizard robes and stuff. Billy Owens and his gang, it's all like winter coats and stocking caps.
Yep. It's pretty nice big. Well, uniform. It's in Canada. So.
Yeah, well, it fits the Canadian uniform.
Yeah, this is a low-budget Canadian.
Definitely a great child Canadian hero. Apologies to our Canadian listeners.
We have a huge Canadian listenership.
Maybe this movie will bring them in.
It's pretty much like Billy messes with his wand, right?
Well, no shocks on that one.
No shock on that one. Okay, because it does happen. He gets this magic wand he buys from Piper for $11. And then they're experimenting with it. And
I love how, like, the... Because Roddy Piper is playing the Dumbledore kind of teacher character. And when he's teaching Billy and his friends how to use the wand, he's just spelling out words in the air and they magically appear.
That's it. Glowing words.
It's like, oh, yes, glowing words. Now I know how to use the wand.
Well, okay. And that kind of reminds me. I don't know why that reminds me. But one of the things that's confusing is even in the beginning when Roddy Piper and Mold, who I guess used to be friends.
Yeah, because they're in the boat together.
Yeah, they're in the boat on the river. That doesn't. I don't think it says what they're doing.
I think they're going for the treasure or something.
Are they?
And then I think Roddy Piper tries to pussy out. Ow!
Oopsie. Oopsie.
Oh. Roddy Piper tries to get them to stop, and then Mold wants to keep going or something. But now, that's confusing. Was that like hundreds of years in the past, or is that like present day stuff? Like,
I don't know. And you never see what happens to Mold.
Yeah.
Because Mold wants to keep going. And so he, something happens.
Victor, the creature.
There's wind. And then I think you're supposed to think the dragon's there, but you don't, it literally cuts away.
Yeah. No, I thought they showed the dragon. I'm pretty sure they showed
did
the
dragon.
Yeah, I think
okay,
they
but it
show
still doesn't
dragon.
Show like what happened to them. Like all of a sudden, Piper's in a pawn shop and Mold is a teacher.
I think based off of what the rest of the movie after that scene is that the dragon appears, gives Mold a teaching degree so he can go teach at the local junior high, and he bequeaths Roddy Piper a pawn shop. And apparently not a home because Piper looks fairly homeless.
I think Loki, that trickster god, has played a trick on us.
Damn this movie. Ah!
Whoopsie.
Ah! And the shit. Ow!
Whoopsie.
It hurts.
Well, one thing.
The bully. The stupid bully.
What was his name? I didn't even write down his name.
I didn't write down his name either. I don't know.
Bully. Well, he does get a volcano in the face.
Oh, yes, not volcano.
So that's pretty cool. Before our listeners think that this is some big budget, like Marvel epic thing where Loki shoves a literal volcano in the bully's face. No, it's like a student science fair volcano right in his grill.
No, it's terrible. And the bully, he keeps picking on them.
Anyone want a sample?
Are you talking to us?
Who else, Lambrand? I got stuck helping my snotty little sisters because you three geeks.
There's a troll.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. We got to get into
the
troll.
I don't even know what the troll does.
I don't either. But I do want to say one thing. The best character, and I'm pretty
Principal
sure you
Cups.
Know. Oh, we'll get into the secrets this town hides in a moment.
Oh, okay. All right.
The library security guard.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Like Paul Blart kind of thing, I think, where he takes his job super seriously. Yeah.
But you can tell the actor's having a little fun with it.
It's a tiny town, and you've got a security guard that's there like all night long.
but the actor has a little fun with it, and I don't know. I mean, totally clueless. And he tells the kids it's closing time. Yet he lets them into the super secret like relic room or whatever it's called where all the really old books are.
I thought they snuck in.
Well,
there.
They do sneak in there, but it's like he watches. He escorts them to the door, yeah, and then the kids just turn around and leave, and they don't leave the library. They go deeper into this labyrinthine library. I don't even know if that's a word. But the kids
Billy Owens verse. Yeah,
but the kids sneak away. They don't even sneak away. They just wander off.
Yeah.
And the guard's like, okay.
Yeah. There's also weird vines that grow.
Yeah, that did nothing happen with the vines. And I love how the news, there's a news team covering the vines emerging from the Spirit River.
In a related story, scientists from Environment Spirit River are collecting samples of a fast-growing vine that has taken hold of the library walls. Similar to the vines that caused river death in the section of Spirit River that runs through Old Town, residents of one of the oldest towns on the eastern seaboard are left to wonder, could this be the beginning of the end of Spirit River?
Who did they talk about the vines? Not a botanist or any sort of, you know, person who'd be familiar with plants. No, they go to the school principal.
Of course.
Because why not?
And that's Principal Cups, right?
Principal Cups, yes.
Who's hiding
a dark secret.
Yeah, I guess. I don't even know, like, if the parents are actually in on this. There's a codex. There's some spells. Like, there's some maps. I wrote WTF.
Ow! Whoopsie.
I guess I can't even say what I wrote. I
can't even hint at an F-bomb. Ow!
Whoopsie.
Can't even say F-bomb. Ow!
Whoopsie.
We're keeping it wholesome for the kids.
Try harder.
But like the whole town in on this? Because it seems like everyone in their fucking mother... Ow!
Whoopsie.
Knows about magic or is a wizard themselves or what? It's like... Who's Mold trying to trick here? At first, I thought he was undercover trying to, because he knows Billy Owens, based on the time of his birth, is the one foretold to save the town or lead the way to the treasure or whatever. And Mold is just trying to weasel in and get in good with him. But no, everybody's a wizard.
Everybody. And another thing, like, you've got your trifecta of kids here, kid heroes, and you've got the sort of cowardly guy who has to face a skeleton in the end, and he just, it's so lame.
Yeah,
and
then it's basically the end of the first Harry Potter movie, except way more low budget.
But the weird thing is that the voiceover, I think the voiceover exists just to patch up holes in the script, exposition.
Yeah,
I think also I found it annoying that it was not Billy.
The Hermione character.
Yes. Yeah, it'd be like Hermione narrating Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
to patch up any and all plot holes that they forgot to film. It's the ultimate, I don't know, it's kind of more of a tell, don't show sort of thing.
We're both gamers. Just a quick question. Would this work as a D&D adventure?
I don't know how to answer this, really. I mean, one, it would be the most boring D&D adventure ever. But two, it would be obvious that your Dungeon Master stole the plot from Harry Potter.
So you should just play Harry Potter instead. That's the thing. You should just watch Harry Potter instead of watching this.
It's almost the exact same movie.
I love Piper. He seems like a very nice person. You know, and it's children, so it's like they're trying, and it's not shot terribly. I mean, there are some very bad editing choices and bad CG, but I mean, it's just confusing and boring. That's the problem.
There's also a very bad climax when they do finally fight the dragon at the end. It's just like class dismissed.
This is the one moment I want to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
They run from the bully. They run from Mold in the end. Because they talk about the river merging with the real world and spirit rivers.
None of it makes sense.
It's just word salad. And so then they fight the dragon. And Billy, it's a shot of all three kids. And Billy points his wand at the dragon. And he's like, ah. And so correct me if I'm wrong here, I think I was just waking up and, his friend Hermione holds his hand and the wand continues to zap the dragon.
Yeah.
And then it's fading to black to go to another scene. He says something like school's dismissed.
Yeah.
Class dismissed.
I think they're trying to do the one liner class dismissed. And then it's like, okay, dragon's done. Not no big shower of sparks or flame or roaring dragon fire dying in a spiritual river in the spirit realm on the spirit river. Just, nope, we're just going to cut to the next scene where it's revealed that everyone was in on this. Everyone in the town was in on
this. The parents. Yeah, it's so weird. And
But I got to say, though, they did explain why Hermione helping Billy, her hand on the wand, helped kill the dragon. Because Billy's mom earlier on had a direct quote that says that friendship is the strongest bond between two friends.
Did you know that friendship is the strongest bond between two friends?
Make that three people.
I think you mean four people. Believe in your friends, Billy. And yourself.
Oh, that's right. Son of a...
Ow! Whoopsie.
I love that line. Oh, it seemed like it was a total flub, and they left it in.
It bears repeating, Chris. Why don't you give it to us again?
Friendship is the strongest bond between two friends. But then after that, they're like, make that three people. Like, wait, did she just flub the line? Wait a minute. Oh, it's so great.
Oh,
that's probably the highlight of the movie for me. Oh, and the troll. The troll was a highlight, but yeah.
Mold lives, I guess. He's just not there anymore.
Yeah.
And he was glowing red at one point, but that didn't seem to matter.
No,
and then they showed the bully, right? Back in the cave. This is the last thing that happens.
I don't know how the bully got in the cave.
I don't know.
I still don't know. And he got some other wand that the zombie skeleton thing that they vanquished also anticlimactically, like, dropped. And then Billy glowed green in the end of the movie.
But didn't he turn into a lizard person? The bully turned, like,
Did he?
He became, like, a lizardy kind of guy. Or he turned green or something.
He turned green, but...
And then it went to credits.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. I thought they shined a green light on him and... I guess we're going to have to watch the next movie. Maybe that'll be my pick.
Oh, no. That would be pretty amazing.
Wait, who
are you watching a movie with?
I think it's Mike.
Mike might be into it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's rate this son of a bitch.
Whoopsie.
Rating time.
Please tell me the rating scale is not something that will get us shocked.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. We're going to rate it in... Shitty wizards.
Whoopsie.
Oh.
Damn it.
Because I didn't think of anything before now.
Oh, no. I was hoping we could like rate it in Harry Potter's or something.
All right, Chris. 1 to 100. Shitty.
Whoopsie.
Shitty wizards. What do you give this?
This movie, I don't know. You know, I feel bad like ripping on this movie because clearly everyone involved, they had their heart and soul poured into it. And it's, you know, they tried and it just fails on. I think they really should have done 3 or 4 more passes over the script. Really.
Yes.
It could have used a lot more work and it, you know, and it maybe would have seemed less. It's like, the guy read Harry Potter and decided to make his own fan fiction based on Harry Potter, except a Canadian version. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally what it seems like. So I don't want to shit on this one too.
I don't want to make this
because I know my opinion on this movie counts. You know, I know the filmmakers are riveted to this podcast right now, wondering mm-hmm. what score I'm going to give it. And I don't want to like make them feel bad about their life decisions because it's hard to make a movie and I admire them for making this, especially for getting Roddy Piper in it, who really is probably the best thing about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I've got to give this one 36 shitty wizards. Oh, 36. I mean, it's just boring. It's just a boring movie, and
it's okay. That's an understandable score, and I'd like to echo everything you said. I mean, the kids are clearly working hard. They probably had a blast making this. They probably had a blast watching themselves in the movie.
You do get the blooper reel during the credits, and it looks like they had a lot of fun.
I think you nailed it. I think it just wasn't a strong script because you could have taken this movie. You could have had a low budget Harry Potter with some sort of shitty...
Whoopsie.
Some sort of shitty...
I will never stop laughing when you get shocked.
Thank you. I think I'm starting... My wounds are starting to smoke. No, you could have made a low-budget version of this thing. You could have made it fun. I think if you played up the comedy, I think people would overlook the bad special effects. But the problem, like, it's just these decisions, like, cutting out of scenes when you don't know what happens. Like I said, I think the narration was there to patch up and give exposition to cover weaknesses. And I think you could have fixed all of that with just some more work on the script. So that's really the area that I'm focusing on. So I had a hard time staying awake. It didn't really do it for me. I'm going to give this a really low score.
Ooh.
But I want to emphasize that, you know, this movie is all about 11s. 11 is a very important number.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to give this movie a very significant and important 11.
Oh, wow.
Shitty
wow.
Wizards.
Whoopsie.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Harry Potter there. Maybe the second one would be better. I don't know. And I do give respect to the people making it. It is hard, and they got the movie done. So that's something. So I say 11, but...
In your heart,
be a very significant 11.
Yeah. In your heart, you wanted to give it a 12.
I did. Well, that's what Billy's mom did with the birthday candles.
That's true.
She
that's right.
Extra one to grow
one
on.
One to grow on. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that about wraps this up. Thanks for joining me here, Chris, and being willing to be subjected to shocking yourself in order to make a wholesome episode.
Yeah, you know, I never thought I would enjoy it, but nope. Still don't enjoy being shocked.
Not at all. So, well, folks, if you like what you hear, you can check out all of our other episodes that are on your favorite podcasting service that you're probably listening to this on. Don't we have some merchandise somewhere, Chris?
Yes, at bmoviemania.com. There is a link to our store. You can get a t-shirt or two or even three or a little hoodie. I'm wearing a hoodie right now. So comfortable, so soft. And I wore it to work, and everyone asked all about it.
Sweet.
It was pretty great.
And if you you like what you're hearing and you want to help us out a little bit, you could give us a nice review, give us a good rating maybe, you know, if you appreciate the work we're doing here. And there's going to be more really weird off-season stuff coming up. We're in this sort of phase where we're taking a little bit of a break. We're not cranking out episodes, full episodes, as often as we normally do. And, you know, we're just kind of getting weird with it for a little bit.
But season 4 is approaching fast. We're talking about our picks already, and I bet it's going to be a great season. So keep listening all through the off season. Listen to our back episodes, and you'll be caught up for season 4.
I'm Jason Halls.
And I'm Mr. Hudson, because Billy Owens is very formal, and I want to keep that rolling.
And we will see you on down the road.
Hey, Chris.
Yep.
You've been a bad boy.
Ow! Ow! Motherfucker! Ow!
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydie? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out! Touch them. They're touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!
Yum, yum, breakfast burrito. Yum, yum, breakfast burrito.
Class dismissed.